Hi there, listeners. You're tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio. It's me, your host, Paige Nick. And this is our special Publisher's Choice edition, which means we have three of South Africa's top publishers and South Africa's favorite bookseller lined up in the studio to tell you everything they're busy with right now. They want to tell you what books they've got coming out, want to tell you what gift ideas they've got, they want to tell you what they're reading, what they're thinking about, and what events they've got coming up. And this is our absolutely last chance to give you a pile of ideas for what to buy for your holiday read and what to buy your loved ones for their festive season present. Because what better gift is there than a book? So we've got a jam-packed show, and all of it is bookended with some incredible music that's all being compiled by the man with the marvelous voice, Mzu Makhetha. He also compiles this entire show. So this is what you've got to look forward to. First, we're going to hear from Penguin Random House. Then we're going to hear from the Jonathan Ball team. After that, we're going to hear from the Pan Macmillan team. And after that, we're going to hear from Batya Bricker, who is part of the Exclusive Books team. And that's going to make up our show. Well, that's just about the show, because I'm going to come in at the very end of the show and I'm going to tell you what I've been reading as well, just in case that is of any interest to you. It's a book that I absolutely loved. So stay tuned for that. To kick the show off properly, let's start with a song. This is O Sole Mio by the Afro Tenors. So as I mentioned before, that track, that was O Sole Mio by the Afro Tenors, and you're tuned into Book Choice, our special Publisher's Choice edition, as we wind down the year. Just a couple more weeks till Christmas, just maybe a few more days for some of you till we go on holiday. It's going to be amazing. The weather's getting nicer, the days are getting longer, and we're all hopefully going to have a little bit of extra time to read. So this show comes at a perfect time if you're wondering what to read or what to gift somebody to read. So first up on the show, as I mentioned, we've got Viz Chetty, and Viz is from Penguin Random House. He's no stranger to the regular listeners to the show. Every couple of weeks, he comes on and he tells us what he's been reading. What I really love about Viz's reviews is he, more often than not, generally talks about books that he's read, and you can really hear how much he's enjoyed a book, and he talks very personally about what he's enjoyed about a book, and I like a lot of his recommendations. So welcome to the show, Viz Chetty. Tell us what you've been working on, what you've been publishing, and what you think our listeners are really going to enjoy this festive season.
Thank you, Paige, and hello to all the FMR listeners. This is Viz Chetty from Penguin Random House once again. It's been a wonderful year for publishing. We've had so many great books come out on our list this year, and we're very proud to have these authors. As we go into December, it usually, for the publishers, is a bit of a quieter month, but what I've got for you this month is a list of titles that have a lot of in-house love, meaning the staff at Penguin and people we love these books as well. So I thought I would put together a list of books that would help you with your holiday reading. So if you're going away, or even if you're not going away, but you're trying to pick up something to read this holiday, or a few books to get through to get to your reading goals before the end of the year, I thought this could help you out. Or even if you're looking for a gift for someone, these books are just amazing. So these are some of the better ones that we've published this year. We're very proud of them. And I'm going to go into the list right now. So the first one is a fiction title by Paula Hawkins called Blue Hour. This one and all the others on this list are out right now, so you should be able to find them at any good bookstore or online store out there. So Paula Hawkins, Blue Hour, it's about a young artist, now deceased, who used to live on a very isolated island in Scotland. You cannot access the island for 12 hours a day, and this island was called Eris. There was a bit of mystery around the disappearance of her husband, and when Vanessa died, questions were left in the air that were never answered. Fast forward to present day, she's now passed on, and her work has been bequeathed onto a museum. They are putting a showcase together of all her work, and what they find in one of the works is a piece of human bone. And our main character, Becca, is tasked with uncovering the mystery of why this is and what it could mean. So through the diaries, through another character by the name of Grace, Becca slowly starts to unravel the life of Vanessa and the mysteries that surround her. It's moody. It's set in a wonderful location. It's a slow burn mystery, but I promise you, it's a really, really great read. It's beautifully written. Please do not expect Girl on the Train, because I think Paula's now evolved into a different type of writer, and this book showcases that. So Blue Hour by Paula Hawkins, one of my personal favorites for the year, and I'm sure it will be yours too. The next one's nonfiction. Yuval Noah Harari. You know him as the author of Sapiens and 21 Lessons for the 21st Century and Homo Deus, and he's written some amazing books. Nexus is all about information. It's all about how that information over the decades and the centuries of human history have evolved until we've come to a precipice of humankind, which is AI, and what that's going to do for us. So it's really, really interesting in terms of how he breaks it down. As usual, Yuval Noah Harari researches really deeply, but he also finds a way to explain and to put down the research that he's found into a very simple way of understanding it. So Nexus is out now. It's a wonderful read. Again, it's a little dense, but it's not inaccessible. I think you'd still be able to fully grasp what he's trying to say, because he's done such good research. You'll see what I mean when you pick up the book. So Nexus is all about information systems, information all the way up to AI, which is the current buzzword. So look out for that. The next one is some commercial fiction by Lee Child. Jack Reacher's 29. So this is 29 books in the Reacher series. It seems to have been getting better and better in the last few years. He's now obviously writing with Andrew Child. This one is called In Too Deep. It starts off with Jack Reacher, as usual, bumming a lift, and he's picked up by a stranger. As they're driving along, someone runs them off the road. The driver of the car is killed. Jack Reacher is taken prisoner. And they think that he was with this guy who's picked him up. So they are looking for more than Jack actually has to give. So story goes from there. It's fast paced. It's typical Jack Reacher. It's sort of just enthralling stuff. So you can't put it down. Great holiday read. If you're looking for something light or a little palate cleanser, this is a good one. Right. This one has got so much love in-house. I had to put it on there. Elif Shafak's There Are Rivers in the Sky. This is her 11th novel. If you haven't read her, you really are missing out. I promise you, you can pick up any of her novels and you'd see what I mean. She's just an exquisite writer. And this book, There Are Rivers in the Sky, is beautifully researched. It's set around three main characters over three different timelines, and they are connected by two major rivers, the River Thames and the Tigris, and they're all connected by one drop of water. If that sounds too magical, it's because it is, but it's really, really well put together. And as I said, it's well researched, and it's how these three characters are actually connected over time and place by the one drop of water. I'm not going to give you too much, but I think if you pick this book up, you will become an Elif Shafak fan, so I warn you. And there'll be 10 other books to read as well. If you love the previous one, which was The Island of Missing Trees, you would surely love this one as well. Right, then the next one is Here One Moment by Leanne Moriarty. It's a great little novel she's written here as well this year. We published her this year. This was a few months ago, but it's out now in stores. Here One Moment is about all these people flying on a plane. Flying on a plane to Sydney, and this woman, an elderly woman, gets up, starts walking down the aisle of the plane, and as she's walking down the aisle of the plane, she's predicting the deaths of the passengers, which sounds really, really odd. But what happens after a few weeks when they land, the first of the predictions comes true and one of those people dies, and it goes from there. So it's really, really philosophical towards the end. I think she's done a beautiful job of constructing, of having so many characters and intertwining them and connecting them so well. She writes really well, as you know. So Here One Moment, I think one of her better books, Leanne Moriarty. And then another one, a retelling, Stephen Fry. is retelling the Odyssey. As you know, if you haven't read, I have mentioned this probably two shows ago, but I wanted to bring it back because this is the last book in the Greek myth series. The first one was obviously called Mythos. Then he did something called Heroes. Then he did Troy, and now Odyssey. So this is the great epic tale of the Odyssey and Odysseus and his trip back home. It's the hero's journey back home after the events at Troy, all told in the lovely, lovely style of Stephen Fry. So again, you can pick any of these up anywhere, really, any of the books in the series. But I think if you read this, you will want to go back and start with Mythos and Heroes and Troy as well. But Stephen Fry does a fantastic job of this. If you are in the mood for a retelling and done really well of the Greek myths, Stephen Fry's series is one of the best you can read. And then the next one is Precipice by Robert Harris. As you know, they've just recently done a movie. His book Conclave has been translated into a movie with Ralph Fiennes, and it's just a wonderful book. And now they've done such a beautiful job of the movie, I should just say. But this one, Precipice, is set in the summer of 1914. It's about a young woman, a 26-year-old woman by the name of Venetia Stanley. She's part of this really aristocratic young party going reckless bunch of people, and she has this huge secret where she's actually having an affair with the Prime Minister H.H. Asquith. Asquith is married, he's in his early 60s, and they write letters to each other sometimes up to three times a day, and he starts sharing secrets with her, which is considered treason in most places. And a young man by the name of Paul Deemer is eventually tasked with investigating how this information is getting out and where the leak is. And that puts him on the case of Asquith and Venetia's relationship. Right, so wonderful novel there, Precipice by Robert Harris. That's out now as well. And then I wanted to throw in some local books as well. I did mention this on the last show maybe, but Matthew Porsa's Witness to Power is out. Readers are loving it. It's a really wonderful book about a guy who was there from the beginning before the years of democracy in South Africa. He was in exile for about 5 years, and he became the treasurer in the Zuma cabinet, and he uncovers and talks about a lot of those things that he witnessed, suspected, and investigated. All these stories that he has amassed over the years is now in this book, Witness to Power, which is just a wonderful read by a very honest and a man of great integrity, I think. So look out for that one. Witness to Power should be out everywhere you see in a bookstore. Right, and then the last one is by David Lampkin. He's written a few books in the past, and this one, Whisper of Death, is a sort of old school spy story. It's set in two different timelines, which is more the modern era, modern age, present day, more or less, and the 1930s during the war. It even includes Sir Ian Fleming in there as one of the main characters, whose name is Sand Dollar. Well, his handler was actually Ian Fleming back in the day. And it's around a writer whose name is Paul Morgan. Paul Morgan is a writer. He's on an island in Zanzibar, sort of wasting his time there. And he's given the task of writing Sand Dollar's story, so his biography. As he goes through this, he uncovers all these long-held secrets and mystery of certain deaths that were never really fully investigated. So it's a fast-paced spy thriller. It's beautifully written. There will be more in this series, so we're hoping to build on this. So Whisper of Death, David Lampkin, perfect, perfect holiday read if you're looking for sort of fast-paced, multiple locations, rich characters, and a big mystery set in there as well. So that's a really good one to look out for as well. So those are some of the great ones that we've had in the year, which I think would fit into your holiday reading and your December reading. We'll be back in the new year with much, much more to come from Penguin Random House. And I just want to say thank you to the FMR team for having us and giving us a chance to talk about these books, because without you, people wouldn't know about it. So thank you very much.
No, thank you, Viz Chetty. You do a fantastic job on this show. You have a voice for radio, and you have books for radio too. I loved your list. There were a couple that I wanted to drill down on and mention because they interested me. I haven't read any of the books on this list, so I've got a lot of work to do. Not enough time in the day. I'm really excited about that Paula Hawkins, Blue Hour. I like the fact that Paula Hawkins has developed as a writer, and this sounds like a more mature novel, a bit more of a slow burn, which I do enjoy on occasion. So I'm looking forward to Blue Hour by Paula Hawkins. Also, the new Yuval Noah Harari, Nexus, sounds fascinating. And I generally mostly read fiction, but over my holidays, I do like to pick up a nonfiction here or there because I can focus a little bit more and spend a little bit more time with the book. The Elif Shafak, There Are Rivers in the Sky, I can't believe that this is her 11th novel. I have read so many reviews about this, and how interesting that an entire book is about a drop of water and how it connects people. So I'm very excited about that. So thank you, Viz Chetty. We're going to move on now to our next publishing team, which is the Jonathan Ball Publishing Team. And they're going to join us right after this track, which is Quando. It's a remix and it's by Channel 2. So that was a remix of Quando by Channel 2, and you're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick, and our show is sponsored by Exclusive Books. This is our special Publisher's Choice edition. It's coming to you just in time for Christmas and festive season and holiday vibes and summer reading. Our publishers and bookseller are here to give you tons and tons of ideas to download them into your head. Hopefully you've got a pen and paper handy and you're making notes. If you miss any of the titles on today's show, as always, our show appears as a podcast on our website, fmr.co.za. You can go anytime you want and get back to that podcast, download it and listen to it in your leisure. Next up, we've got our second publisher for the show. This is the Jonathan Ball team. And today's segment is headed up by Maryam. Maryam's fantastic. She manages the PageCast podcast, and she's here to tell us a little bit about that podcast that they create and also to look back on the year of podcasts, at what they've been talking about, the books they've been talking about, and the authors who've been talking about their books. And we could add any of these to our list. So I have a pen right here, and I'm ready for you, Maryam. Let's hear what you've got for us.
Thank you so much, Paige, for the lovely introduction. And good afternoon to the Fine Music Radio listeners. This is Maryam Adams here from Jonathan Ball Publishers, and today we are going to be talking about PageCast, a book podcast brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. Before we get into the really good stuff, I just want to let you know that we release a new episode of PageCast every Monday, and it can be found on all podcasting platforms, from Spotify to Apple. It's been a year of riveting conversations, candid moments, and deep dives into the world of literature. From gripping thrillers to moving memoirs, we've explored the stories that make our hearts race and our minds wonder. Over the next 10 minutes, we will reflect on a few of the highlights from the year and give you a tiny little taste of what's on offer. We kicked off the year in January with our first episode, which featured the brilliant Sean Lutz in conversation with award-winning author Noah Belling. Noah has put together a tried and tested, scientifically backed and power-packed toolkit to help readers. It targets the different ways that stress can show up in our lives, which sometimes leave us feeling depleted and depressed, and other times leave us feeling wired and anxious. As you end off another stressful year, consider popping this into your relaxation cart this December, or listen to the episode of PageCast and learn from the experts.
It is our survival mechanism. If you think about stress, it keeps us out of danger. We need it for that reason. We need to be alert to what's going on around us. It also motivates us for the same reason that it keeps us out of danger. So if we're going about our business, we're feeling peaceful, we hear a sound a little way away, we actually need to stop and listen. Even people in the Stone Age had this hardwiring. It's part of being human. We need to pay attention quickly before our mind even registers. Our nervous system goes, hey, what's that? There's actually a word for that called neuroception. It's the way we perceive, but our nervous system goes, ping, and our eyes open, our ears open, all our senses prick up. We have to pay attention. And then hopefully quickly we decide, okay, that's not a threat, or yes, that is a threat. If it is a threat, we pick up the pace and hopefully do what we need to do. If it's not, we can take our deep breath and come back to center.
We then took to the sky with one of our favorite romance authors, Jo Watson, who spoke about her latest book, Love at First Flight. This is a book that involves a fake dating solution and the inevitable crash landing into love.
We all love throwing two people together and making them fake date. And obviously we're going to shove them in one bed and, you know, stuff happens. So basically it's a story between Pippa, who is, I'll say she's an autistic air traffic controller, and she falls in love with Andrew, who is the pilot, during their fake dating session. And they speak every day on the radio, you know, like, you know, Flatbird 066 come in, this is City Tower, all these ATC talks. So they speak all the time and they've never met. And then they meet in the airport and recognize each other's voices and get into a fake dating pact. And we all know where that leads. So that's the story.
Looking back, it's truly remarkable to reflect on the emotions and the profound insights our authors have shared. Each one has brought with them their own world of thought and lived experience. Among them was our episode about the book The Stories Grandma Forgot by Nadine Aisha Jusset. This is a work that felt like a heartfelt unveiling of the soul. During our recording, Nadine shared a beautiful poem from the book, adding even more depth to the experience.
I wish I could tell you it was always going to be easy. I wish I could say you'll never face another bully again, and that people will always see the truth and not the lies, or that injustice will go away, and that you won't have times in your life when you'll feel exactly this way, or cry from this same place, that same spot in you that misses your family, or has been called words I refuse to say. But you might, Nyla, you might. And so, instead, what I can tell you is that you are brave, and that there are things about you that are so special and so strong, and that all of the questions this world has given you, you can answer them. You can decide them for yourself. You can choose home in yourself, for yourself. You are not bad. You are not wrong. You are living through a world that has inherited so many difficulties, and yet you are thriving. And there are others in this world who are fighting those difficulties, who are doing good things, making a difference, making hope, who took all those questions and took all their brave and chose to create change.
One interview that really got under our skin was Killer Stories: Conversations with South African Serial Murderers by Bryn Hodgkiss and Nicole Engelbrecht. Here is a clip of Bryn talking about the importance of honest storytelling.
You know, I believe stories can save you.
Yeah.
And I believe the reader should pay it, at very least pay attention to the stories you tell yourself about yourself, because it can make a huge difference to your quality of life.
PageCast is not your average podcast. It's a celebration. A celebration of stories, people, of the art of writing. A conversation that really captured this feeling for us was the one which featured the phenomenal Nozibele Mayaba, who shared bravely in her memoir, Positively Me, Daring to Live and Love Beyond HIV.
So when you open the book, I think the first message I say is to the reader, may you find part of yourself in my story, or may you find part of yourself in this book, because I believe it's not only about the HIV story. Obviously, definitely it was inspired by that because I was going through a lot of things, you know, trying to come to terms with what the diagnosis means. But as I was busy, at first it was, the idea was not to write a book at all. As I was going through therapy, counseling, I was advised or I was encouraged to write, right? I was encouraged to just pour out my feelings. And only then I thought to myself, hang on a sec, this is actually something possibly, hopefully, it could help another person going through something similar or could go through something similar. And that's where the inspiration behind the book came from.
Local authors dominated the book scene this year with an array of different stories coming to the fore. And at Jonathan Ball Publishers, for us, it's such a big privilege to represent these local minds. Earlier this year, I had the privilege of interviewing Kato Pida, the author of Moederland, Nine Daughters of South Africa. Moederland is a courageous and modern appraisal of what it means to be descended from the people who created a racist apartheid system in South Africa.
I think in answer to thinking about why my family history, I think I felt that it was my responsibility as somebody who writes for a living to look at it and examine it. And whilst I'm not myself a South African, I do carry that heritage, which has resulted in such terrible crimes being committed against.
Humour was also on the menu this year, with one of the most entertaining episodes being the conversation between the author of We Were Perfect Parents Until We Had Children, Vanessa Raffaele, and Lester Kivett. In this book, Vanessa Raffaele and Corin Shimka have gathered together experiences and insights from the village members. These are the gems and the remedies from the real parenting experts, the parents who help you raise your family in your own perfectly imperfect way.
I mean, the other thing about small kids is that there's a lot of advice out there. You know, you get a lot of advice when you're a new parent, whether it's from other parents or whether it's from masses of books and podcasts and blogs, and it's an industry. But I think I always say to my children, I've got three. I was bald. I have three. As it by the time I had three, I was defeated. You know, there's a sense of, and also there's much more shame because the stakes are so high. Like if you have a child who is playing up, that child can embarrass you, can affect your life, their own life. And my feeling was that it was much more cloaked in loneliness, parenting a teen, than it was when the kids are small. So it was an opportunity, I felt, to do something where there was a space for it to grow. And it seems that it has.
One particularly memorable episode featured Craig Foster in conversation with Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis. This recording took place against a backdrop of the mayor's office overlooking the vibrant Cape Town CBD. And together they delved into Craig's latest book, Amphibious Soul, which is an exhilarating memoir that chronicles his adventures in some of the world's most extraordinary places, from the Great African Sea Forest to the crocodile dens of the Okavango Delta.
I mean, if you just think of us here, we're sitting here in your mayor's office overlooking the mountain. But if you sense of what has brought us here, 13.8 billion years of this incredible evolutionary process. In your and my bodies, there are molecules that were formed in the early universe and only formed then in those giant galactic explosions. They're in our bodies. They make up part of our bones. And so we literally, you know, the product of this unbelievable unfolding. And we are also, you know, all these extraordinary bacteria and animals and plants that have come through this cycle. Those are our ancestors. They literally also, we've been made from them. And then, of course, the early humans, Homo erectus, whoever invented fire 500,000 years ago, you know, we are sitting on these ancestors' shoulders. Mm.
To all our listeners, whether you've been with us since day one or you've just discovered us, thank you. Your zest for stories, your enthusiasm for the literary world, and your undying curiosity have been the wind beneath our wings. As we look towards next year and close this chapter, we look forward to another year filled with engaging interviews and enriching discussions Until next time, stay curious, keep reading, and remember, PageCast is here to give you the story behind the story. Happy reading.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Maryam. Thank you for coming on the show every couple of weeks. I know you guys put some time aside. You take a lot of care to create a segment that's interesting and different. My favorite, I think, you've ever done. There was right in the beginning of the show, I remember you did a whole segment on Book Talk, telling us how Book Talk works, and I absolutely loved that. Very memorable for me. I think about it often. And today's show was absolutely no different. How memorable. I've got to tell you, listeners, I love the Jonathan Ball podcast, PageCast. I do listen to it very regularly, and I have listened to a couple of the ones she mentioned, so I felt quite proud of that. But it's really an interesting podcast. Whether you've read the book they talk about or not, it just delves deeper behind the pages and behind the processes and behind the minds behind the books. So you don't need to have read the book to listen to the podcast, but the podcast might make you want to read the book. In my case, I am blown away by the Dr. Bryn Hodgkiss and Nicole Engelbrecht podcast on their book called Killer Stories. So I looked around recently and I realized that I have a whole section of my shelf on serial killers and brutal murders. A favorite one is about women from the past who found themselves in prison for murdering people. I find myself very fascinated by this, and I looked at this shelf of books about murder and mayhem. And I wondered what that says about me, that I'm so fascinated about this. So I haven't read Killer Stories yet, but just listening to that podcast on it, I'm actually going to go hunt down that podcast and have a listen. It's called Killer Stories. It's a look inside the minds of South Africa's serial killers. I was just Googling it while I was listening to Maryam talking about it. It says, this book delves into the minds of those responsible for some of the country's most horrifying crimes. I don't know why that appeals to me so much, but it really does. And that is by Dr. Bryn Hodgkiss and Nicole Engelbrecht. It's called Killer Stories. I'm definitely chasing that one down. Of course, the We Were Perfect Parents Until We Had Children by, well, it's been curated by Vanessa Raffaele and Karin Shimka. That was a real crowd pleaser. It's lots of advice for people with kids from young to teen. And it's kind of Moorish in a grab the popcorn and shove it in your face while you listen to people's horror stories and asking for advice and giving advice. So that's quite enjoyable. And then I must say that Craig Foster, Amphibious Soul, really appeals to me. I have a bit of a travel bug and I like to move around. I'm not as adventurous as Craig Foster. I also love that they got Jordan Hill Lewis, our mayor, to interview him. I mean, is he not the coolest cat? So thank you so much, Maryam, and thank you for your podcast, and thank you for your incredible segment. Every single time you come on the show, I'm fascinated by it. What I can tell you is that Jonathan Ball have not only this wonderful podcast, but they also have great social media feeds. I urge you to go onto any social media you're on and look for them. They do giveaways. They've got great events and very interesting posts about all their books. That's the Jonathan Ball team. Right. You're still tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice, on Fine Music Radio with me, your host, Paige Nick. We're going to go to another track. This one is Your Song by the Louise Howlett Quartet. Thank you, Mzu.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, yeah, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, just a man who makes potions.
Welcome back. That was Your Song by the Louise Howlett Quartet. You're listening to Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio, and I'm your host, Paige Nick. I'm going very fast because we've got a huge segment coming up next, and I don't want to waste any time talking about anything else. We've got the Pan Macmillan publishing team in the studio, and they're here to tell us what we should be adding to our list. Whether you've been naughty or nice, there's something here for you. Helene Kutsir is here. She doesn't introduce herself at the beginning of her segment, so I'm going to introduce her for you. Helene works a lot with the kids' books on the Pan Macmillan list, but she's also very invested in the adult books, so I'm hoping she gives us a taste of both of these bookshelves on the Pan Macmillan wish list. Over to you, Helene Kutsir.
Hello, Paige. I'm always so happy to see your name pop up on my screen. Can you believe it's already the 10th of December? Which means it's also time to start thinking about those last Christmas gifts and my favorite thing, holiday reads. Here at Pan Macmillan, we have something for everyone. And today I'm excited to tell you about some adult and kids' books. On the adult side, I have three very different books to highlight. A thriller, a memoir, and a literary gem. Juice by Tim Winton is a page-turning epic about survival and resilience from the twice Booker shortlisted Australian author. In Juice, survival is only the beginning. Two fugitives, a man and a child, drive across a stony desert. As dawn breaks, they roll into an abandoned mine site. They're exhausted, traumatized, desperate, and this is a forsaken place. But as a refugee, it's the most promising place they've seen. The child peers at the field of desolation, and the man thinks to himself, this could work. But the only problem is they're not alone. And so begins a searing journey through a life where the challenge is not only to survive, but to keep your humanity if you do. Next up, we have a memoir called Freedom. It's the much-anticipated political memoirs of Angela Merkel, the former Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany. For 16 years, Angela Merkel was the Chancellor of Germany, and she led the country through numerous crises, shaping both German and international politics with her decisions and attitudes. In her memoirs, co-written with her longtime political advisor Beata Baumann, she reflects on her life in two German states, 35 years in the German Democratic Republic, and 35 years in reunited Germany. More intimately than ever before, she talks about her childhood, youth, and studies in the GDR, and the dramatic year of 1989, when the Berlin Wall fell and her political life began. She also shares recollections and insights from her meetings and conversations with the world's most powerful people. Discussing significant national, European, and international turning points, she shows how the decisions were made that shaped our times. Angela Merkel's book offers a unique insight into the inner workings of power and is a compelling plea for freedom. My third recommendation from the Pan Macmillan shelf is Our Evenings by Alan Hollinghurst, which has been described as the best novel that's been written about contemporary Britain in the past 10 years. It's funny, but desperately moving too. Hollinghurst, the Booker Prize-winning author of The Line of Beauty, brings us a dark, luminous, and wickedly funny portrait of modern England through the lens of one man's acutely observed and often unnerving experience. It's a story of race and class, theatre and sexuality, love and the cruel shock of violence from one of the finest writers of our age. Now, Paige, it's time to move focus to the Pan Macmillan Kids Shelf. I've got some yummy and wonderfully recognizable characters to recommend for the festive season. Help your child embrace the joys of reading with My Busy Books. Each of our 10-page busy books for toddlers offers an engaging experience and a bunch of fun features for bringing the story to life. Each set includes figurines and a playmat where your child can act out the story you've just read, or make one up all on their own. Look out for Gabby's Dollhouse and the Bluey editions of My Busy Books. Then, from the international treasure that is Julia Donaldson, we have a very special Gruffalo and Friends gift collection, out just in time for the holidays. Families can have fun with the Gruffalo and Friends with this brilliant gift box, packed full of things to read, sing, and do. It's the perfect Christmas gift, Paige. Enjoy the classic picture book, The Gruffalo, and get creative with a fun coloring book and sing along with the Gruffalo and Friends songbook. This great value gift box includes three books, plus a height chart so you can see if you're as tall as George the Giant from The Smartest Giant in Town, and a door hanger showing all your favorite farm animals from A Squash and a Squeeze. The Gruffalo and Friends gift box is the perfect present for fans of Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler's best-selling picture books. And now, because I know traveling and downtime is on the cards for most families, I'd like to highlight the latest Where's Wally book. A perfect companion for any long car ride or late afternoon lazy time. Our familiar friend is back in Where's Wally, the mighty magical mix-up, where you can join Wally on a spellbinding adventure to find Wizard Whitebeard's missing magic staff, which has gone wild, transforming everything. Readers can search through 12 extraordinary Where's Wally scenes as you've never seen him before. And then I want to tell listeners about the Investigators series by John Patrick Green. Mango and Brash are the investigators, sewer-loving agents of Suit, and the bane of supervillains everywhere. Suit stands for Special Undercover Investigation Teams. With their very exciting spy technology and their tried and true toilet-based travel techniques, the investigators are undercover and on the case. And on their various missions together, they have many mysteries to solve. Can Mango and Brash uncover the clues, crack their cases, and corral the crooks? Or will the criminals wriggle out of their grasp? Find out in this wonderful pun-filled graphic novel series of 8 books and counting. And lastly, I'd like to encourage listeners to be on the lookout for The Dictionary Story by Oliver Jeffers. Dictionary wishes she could tell a story just like other books. So one day she decides to bring her words to life. How exciting, she thinks, that an adventure is finally happening on her very own pages. But what will she do when everything gets out of control, all in a jumble, and her characters collide, causing the most enormous tantrum to explode? This wasn't what she wanted at all. Her friend Alphabet knows exactly what to do and sings a song that brings calm and order to Dictionary's pages once again. That's all we have time for today. Thank you, Paige, for giving Pan Macmillan such a wonderful space on your bookshelf. If listeners want to find out more about any of these books, and so many more, they can visit our website at panmacmillan.co.za or find us on socials by searching for Pan Macmillan SA or Pan Macmillan Kids SA. And from all of us at Pan, we wish you a wonderful and bookish festive season.
Helena is right. You absolutely have to go to the Pan Macmillan social media pages and follow them and see what they're doing, because they do some very, very cool stuff, as you could see by their list. And oh my word, what a list. Tim Winton and who was the other one? Alan Hollinghurst. It's a big booker bumper bash of books. I can't believe these incredible authors they're publishing. Who doesn't salivate for a new Tim Winton novel? They don't come around very often. And these are big news. And then, of course, the Alan Hollinghurst. I mean, that's just a classic already, and it's only just been published. And then the kids' books, I'm very excited. I wanted to say, you know, Where's Wally? I was in London over Halloween, and I'm always amazed how Where's Wally is still relevant and still shows up. You walk around the city streets on Halloween night, and there are Where's Wallys everywhere. So Where's Wally? Well, on Halloween, he's on the streets of London. So I love that there's a new Where's Wally book coming out, or that has come out. These don't get old. That red and white striped shirt is recognizable anywhere. And then a Julia Donaldson gift collection with Gruffalo and Friends. That, I think you're right, Helena, that does sound like an incredible Christmas gift. But then that Oliver Jeffers, The Dictionary Story. What a fantastic idea. And the dictionary's friend's name is Alphabet. I kind of fell in love with that a little bit. Helena, I'm going to be hitting you up. I want to pick up a copy of that book. I think that sounds like something that adults and kids will enjoy, which is what Oliver Jeffers does so well. I actually saw Oliver Jeffers speaking at the Cheltenham Literary Festival last year about his book on space, and he was incredibly grown up and adult, but at the same time, this immense child shone through in him. And I hung on every word. He is definitely some kind of rare genius. So thank you again, Helena, and thank you to the whole Pan Macmillan team for everything you brought us this year. You have this massive list of international bestsellers and local bestsellers, and there's always so much to look forward to on your list. Right, so we've got another track now, and then we've got Exclusive Books are coming in to tell us what they think you should be buying and also to tell us what's so big on their shelves. So first we're going to have a track, and that is I Feel Good, and I really do after that segment. I really love that. This is I Feel Good by the Buscade Soweto String Ensemble. Thank you. Welcome back. That was I Feel Good by the Buscade Soweto String Ensemble, and you're tuned in. So I'm going to go very fast again because we've got so much to talk about. You're tuned into Book Choice, Publisher's Choice on Fine Music Radio with me, your host. Oh, I should go slowly here because they're our sponsor, and this whole show is sponsored by Exclusive Books. Anyway, back to the books. Speaking of Exclusive Books, Batya Bricker is here, and she's from Exclusive Books, and she's going to tell us about books that have delighted and amazed her and that she thinks will delight and amaze you too. This is the perfect time for it. I'm tired. It's been a long year. I just want to sit back with a daiquiri, relax, and be delighted and amazed. Batya, what's going to delight and amaze me?
Books that delight and amaze. Hi, I'm Batya Bricker, the GM of Books and Brand for Exclusive Books. Way back when I was a newbie in the book industry, a mentor shared her mantra for good publishing. Always aim to amaze and delight, Batya, she would say. The books I'm reviewing today fall into that category. Books that delighted or amazed me for sometimes unexpected reasons. The first to mention must be The Search for the Rarest Bird in the World by Vernon Head. It's part detective trail, part love affair, and pure storytelling at its best. In 1990, an expedition of Cambridge scientists arrived at the plains of Nechisar, tucked between the hills of the Great Rift Valley in the Gema Gofer province in the country of Ethiopia. On that expedition, they collected 23 species of small mammals. A rodent, a bat, 350 species of birds were seen, 69 species of butterflies were identified, 20 species of dragonflies and damselflies, 17 reptile species were recorded, 3 frog species and plants were listed. The wing of a bird was packed into a brown paper bag, and little did they know that it was to become the most famous wing in the world. When the specimens finally arrived at the British Natural History Museum in Tring, it set the world of science aflutter. It seemed that this wing was unique. But they questioned, can you name a species for the first time based only on the description of a wing? Based on just one wing? After much to and fro, confirmation was unanimous, and the species was announced, the Nechisar nightjar. And birdwatchers, like Vernon, began to dream. So 20 years later, an expedition of 4 set off to try and find this, the rarest bird in the world. And it's a meditation on nature, on ways of seeing, on the naming of things and why we feel so compelled to label. It's also a story of friendship and camaraderie, but most of all, it embraces, enfolds one into the curious and eye-opening world of the bird watcher. This true story of an incredible adventure will bring out the explorer in anyone who reads it. And then, if you need more proof that history is anything but dry, try a book called Money by David McWilliams. By charting the history of money, arguably man's greatest invention, it tells the story of humanity through a fresh and interesting lens. It takes the famous quip of follow the money to a whole new level. Whether we like it or not, our world revolves around money, but we rarely stop to think about it. What is money? Where does it come from? Can it run out? What is the substance that drives trade, revolutions, and discoveries, inspires art, philosophy, and science? In this illuminating and sometimes irreverent but often surprising journey, economist David McWilliams charts the relationship between humans and money. From a tally stick in ancient Africa to coins in Republican Greece, from mathematics in the medieval Arab world to the French Revolution, and then the emergence of the US dollar right up to today's cryptocurrency and beyond. And along the way, we meet a host of characters who have innovated with money, disrupting society and changing the way we live. McWilliams unlocks the mysteries and power of money, explaining why it matters and how it has shaped and continues to shape our world. I thought this was a complex economic story brought to life. And then a locally written delight is Matriarchs Mezi and the Evil Eye by Costa Ayotis. Costa is a consummate storyteller, and he introduces us to his big, fat, crazy Greek family, its joys, its foibles, and for any of us who are part of fun but infuriating extended families, you will tut and snigger in recognition at his family dramas and diatribes. In this humorous coming-of-age memoir, young Costa finds himself in the middle of a matriarchal triangle. His sulky mother Victoria is forced to share her kitchen with both her conservative Greek mother-in-law and a bossy sister-in-law. Oh, sounds like hell. A raucous war in the kitchen takes place, not only for oven territory, but also for the affection of their beloved Kostaki, an intricately woven portrait of the Greek immigrant experience of a family trying to navigate South Africa in the 60s and 70s. In 2019, Charles McKessie published his now famous The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. It was a gorgeously illustrated, poignant fable about life and being brave, and it spawned a whole new genre of gift book that joined the ranks of older books like Oh, the Places You Will Go and Hope for the Flowers as milestone books to give at various life's most important various junctures. There are two gems of the genre now on the shelves. First is Into the Uncut Grass from Trevor Noah, and it's for the child in all of us. It's a timeless illustrated story about connection and compromise brought to life with imagination. From the number one New York best-selling author, Trevor Noah. But sooner or later, your mother will find us, Walter said. Looking back at the house, she always does. The boy's eyes lit up again. He had an idea. Then this time, we need to go where we've never gone before, he said. Into the uncut grass. It's gorgeously illustrated. It's a young child's journey into the world beyond the shadow of home. A magic landscape where he discovers the joys of sharing, connection, and finding peace with the people you love. It's infused with Trevor's signature wit and imagination, and it's a collaboration with a visionary artist, Sabina Hahn. It's a tale for all ages, to be read aloud or to be read alone. And now for a book that is simply so overdue. It's a feminist African retelling of the Father Christmas tale. I just love it. Nomkhubu Wane, Africa Mother Christmas, is written by storytelling maestra and national treasure, Dr. Tsina Mhlophe. It's December in the Valley of 1,000 Hills, a time when people return from the cities, a time for swimming in the river and playing in the sun, a time for mangoes and new clothes. Outside Durban's busy shops, Tando sees a strangely dressed man and learns that Father Christmas is a kind person who brings children presents. Will he bring Christmas presents to the children of her valley? Or will Gogo's magical story about Nomkhubulwane, the rain goddess, come true? I also end this segment of book reviews with books that have charmed me, with mention of the ultimate magic-making stories. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. Harry has been casting his spell for over 25 years, and the glitter is as sparkly as ever. As we welcome new Potterheads into the fold and feed the passion of the diehards, we are delighted to feature a range of magical Harry Potter gifts for the festive season. Harry Potter owl post, a pop-up wizard chess set, Harry's Illuminating Wand, and my personal favorite, Dobby's Mini Christmas Stocking. I do adore Dobby. So swing round to your closest exclusive books and prepare to be delighted and amazed.
Thank you so much, Batya. That was a great list. And I am delighted and amazed by many of these titles. The Search for the Rarest Bird in the World by Vernon Head is a very talked about title. It's sold very well. It's very popular. I also know there are a lot of bird watchers on the show. There are a lot of nature segments and bird segments. And I think if this is up your alley, I think this bird book will be up your alley too. And that money, who isn't interested in money? None of us have any of it, but yet we still continue to buy books, I hope, even though we don't have enough money for them, but we do it anyway because we love them. So Money by David McWilliams, that's something that would interest me, I think. And I'm sure it would interest many of you out there too. And then these kids' books keep coming up on the show. And I think if there is someone in your life who has kids, if you have kids in your life, if you're a grandmother or an auntie or a mother or a godmother, a book is really an incredible gift. When you give a book, you just give the world to a child. So there were a few there. The Norm, I'm going to try and get this right, Norm Kubalwane, The African Mother Christmas, sounds like a really special book to me. I feel like that's a book that should be in every single home in South Africa by Gina Hlophe. And, of course, Into the Uncut Grass is already a classic by Trevor Noah. Those books, The Boy, the Horse, and the Mole, they've been so popular, kind of illustrated wisdoms for children and adults. And I think those make incredible gifts. And then the Harry Potter gifts, well, that never gets old. And it's so interesting because I'm a bit embarrassed to tell you this, but I recently read my very first J.K. Rowling. I have never read any of the Harry Potter books for a bunch of different reasons. I really should, I know. But I read my first J.K. Rowling. I found a copy of The Casual Vacancy in an Airbnb while I was traveling, and I picked it up and I read it, and I did quite enjoy it. There are lots of characters, and I found them all a bit confusing. It took me many pages to get my head around who was talking and who was who. But I enjoyed it, and everyone's said on my Good Book Appreciation Society on Facebook, where we talk about books all the time, and I told people I'd never read Harry Potter, and there was practically an uprising. So I probably do need to get to those. So thank you so much, Batya, and thank you for coming on the show week after week, month after month, giving us your selected reads. I know what a big job you have to do, and I know this is valuable time that you take out of your life to tell us about what you're reading. So thank you very much. Before we play out with our last song, we've come to the end of our show. I want to thank all our publishers. I want to thank Viz from Penguin Random House, Miriam from Jonathan Ball Publishers, Helene from Pan Macmillan, and of course, Batya from Exclusive Books. Thank you for coming on the show and tell us what you've been up to. Thank you to Mzu Maketa for pulling this show together. Thank you to Fine Music Radio for not complaining when I talk far too fast and I get far too excited. Thank you for letting me continue to host this show. It's a great joy in my life. I get to read and talk about books, which is just about one of my favorite things to do. Speaking of, I just finished a book that I want to tell you about. It's called Our London Lives. It's published by Jonathan Ball Publishers. It's a big, fat book, 500 pages. I read it on a flight. I devoured it. I absolutely loved it. It's called Our London Lives. It's by Christine Dwyer Hickey. So this is about two Irish people. It starts in 1979 and then it works its way through the next 40 years. And these are kind of two Irish outsiders seeking refuge in the big city of London. And they're a bit down on their luck, both of them. And Millie goes and she works in a real traditional London pub. And Pip is a young boxer who goes into the pub and they meet. And he's full of anger and potential. But they're both struggling and dealing with landing themselves in a very gritty 1979 London. And then the story unfolds and it's beautiful and it's romantic and it's hard to put down. It's about how over the decades their lives follow different paths and they interweave with each other from time to time. And you always wait to see if they're going to, are they going to get together? Aren't they going to get together? It's one of those beautiful stories. I sunk into the pages. They just turned themselves. It's a brilliant summer read for on the beach or by the pool or to sneak at your desk. You have to work all the way through. I really loved it. And then, of course, it goes along the timeline. So it starts in 1979 and it takes us all the way up to current times and sees where they land and how their lives land. It's got some sadness in it, but it's where the book needed to go and I felt it was perfectly appropriate and I really enjoyed it. I have missed the characters when I closed the final page. I missed the characters and it felt like one of those thick, important books that I'm going to remember reading and tell people about. And you are those people. Thank you so much for listening to our show. I hope you've got some good ideas for your festive season read or your festive season gifting. And until next time, which is 2 weeks from now, happy reading. FMR.